33-7, West Memphis with the lead. Bombers with the football, looking at a third and five at the West Memphis 29-yard line. Three first downs on this drive for Mountain Home. The last couple of drives, they've not done much, but they put together a nice one here, including the 26-yard pass play. Here's the third down play, and the ball handed off straight ahead, and not much there. About a yard gain this time for Mountain Home. That was Pope once again on the carry.
That'll bring up fourth down and four.
So fourth down now for Mountain Home. Fourth and about four at the West Memphis 28-yard line. Bombers back to the eye now. Hershberger dots the eye. He's the tailback, and he's going to get the ball on a pitch. The pitch is behind him. It's on the ground. Doesn't matter who covers it. It was fourth down. It's going to be West Memphis ball either way. The Bombers cover it officially, so it's not a turnover. But West Memphis holds on fourth down.
Yeah, his pitch just came up a little bit short there. Kind of landed at his feet. Just couldn't hang on to it.
Goes as a three-yard loss back to the 31. And that's where the Blue Devils will start their next drive, up 33-7 with 11:21 to play in the game. Got McConnell, our quarterback, once again now for the Blue Devils. And this is Thomas still in at tailback for West Memphis. And Thomas started left, cut it back to the middle part of the field, makes his way out to the 35 with a pickup of four on first down.
See Gage Lindsay again in on the play, making the tackle. He's been flying around tonight. We've called his name quite a few times.
We have several times tonight. He's played well. Sophomores really come along as the season has progressed.
Had 56 tackles coming into the game. I mean, that's a bright spot for the future of the program.
Second down and about six here for West Memphis. Handoff is Thomas left side once again. Thomas out to the 40 with a gain of about five, and it's going to bring up third and about a yard here.
And they still got all their starters in. They're still running first string.
They are. Third and a yard coming up now for West Memphis. Down to 10-12 left in the contest. Third and a yard. Let's see if this Mountain Home defense can hold here. Four-man front for the Bombers. McConnell will give it again to Thomas. Thomas is tripped up in the backfield. He does not make it. The Bombers hold on third down. Brings up a fourth and a yard now for this West Memphis offense. And let's see what they want to do. Looks like Loving's going to come back on the field. So fourth and a yard coming up here.
Great play by the defense there.
It was. Let's see what West Memphis wants to do here. Here comes that Wildcat formation now on fourth and a yard for the Blue Devils.
Bringing up the blitz.
And the snap left side to Moore. Moore has a first down. Moore across midfield to the 48 of Mountain Home. They needed a yard, and he gets about 12.
I like that play call on fourth down. You got your linebackers walked up. You send them in the blitz package. You send the whole house. I mean, just couldn't wrap them up behind the line of scrimmage, unfortunately.
Man. So now McConnell will come back at quarterback for the Blue Devils. They'll bring back the traditional offense. McConnell's had a pretty easy job tonight. He's just been handing the football off. And has he thrown two passes, son? He's two for two, isn't he? Had the complete. Had one incompletion. I know he had the right before half had the long completion. Then he had the touchdown pass. Two out of three through the air. Thomas gets the handoff running to the left side. Picks up about a, looks like a couple of yards down to the 46.
Yeah, he's had a pretty easy job. You know, go back to what I was saying earlier. You can tell their confidence lies pretty much in the Wildcat formation. I think that's the one that will take them deeper in the playoffs. And McConnell's still got a good arm, but, you know, you can tell that their ride or die is definitely the Wildcat.
Two receivers stacked to the near side. And McConnell hands it off. It's Thomas once again. Thomas sidesteps tackle, breaks a tackle at the 46, and it's finally pulled down at the 43-yard line.
Shears came in there and got a hand on him early. Just couldn't quite hang on. But, you know, he's done a good job bringing pressure off the end in that linebacker position tonight. Just overrunning a few tackles.
Got the ball spotted at the 42, so third and about four here for the Blue Devils. And it's Thomas again. Thomas is going to have the first down. He's down to the 36-yard line, picked up about six.
Lindsay again on the tackle.
7:28 to play. West Memphis up 33-7.
Now we're seeing a flop in strategy. Now West Memphis is trying to run that clock.
They are. Looks like they'll probably be the three seed, as Searcy and Jonesboro are both winning tonight. So they'll be a three seed going in. They'll have a first round home game next week. They'll play the sixth seed from the south. Hand off left side once again for Thomas, and he's going to find his way near the 30. They'll mark him down at the about the 31-yard line. Down to 6:37 left to play.
Like we said at the beginning, you know, seniors, this is their last night, last 6 minutes of football. Some of these guys will ever play. You just want to see them leave it all on the field, make something happen here.
Four-man front for the Bombers, a new running back into the ball game for the Blue Devils. And, boy, the Bombers played that one well. No gain on the play. That was Michael Freeman who was in the ball game.
Great job by the defense there, making contact, standing them up. Good pursuit. Well, still gave him positive yards, man.
So back at the 32-yard line, it's going to be third down and about six here for the Blue Devils with 5:47 to go. Freeman is in the ball game now for the Blue Devils at running back. He gets the handoff coming to the near side, breaks a tackle in the backfield, gets back to the line of scrimmage, and that's going to be about it. No gain on the play. It's going to bring up fourth down.
Brock Bouget on a blitz there, Brad. Just about makes a play in the backfield.
He did.
Just a fingertip away from making some serious loss.
Freeman comes out. Thomas will check back in. Several players coming to the sideline to get the play call. There's still 19 seconds left on the play clock. Fourth down coming up for this West Memphis offense. Fourth and about six here at the Mountain Home 32-yard line with 4:49 to play. And the play action, the pass swung to the right side, is caught. It's going to be a first down inside the 20. Down to about the 17-yard line. Making the catch that time was Nathan Watson, a junior for the Blue Devils.
Quarterback pump fakes there. Fires right over the side. Watson's wide open over there. Just getting positive yards and getting the first down.
4:38 to go. West Memphis now with a fresh set of downs to work with. Freeman, I believe, is the one back in. No, that's still Thomas who's in the tailback position. Thomas running to the left side. Is going to pick up a couple of yards down to the 16. Second and eight coming up now for the Blue Devils with 4:22 to play. West Memphis up 33-7. The sideline, getting the play signaled in. Second and eight now for West Memphis at the Mountain Home 16-yard line. And the handoff. Thomas on a sweep to the left side, turns it upfield, and is hit at the 16. And he's going to be stopped right there. Check it. I said the 16 down to the 11-yard line. About a 5-yard gain to the 11.
You can tell West Memphis is just trying to put this one to bed. They're bleeding every second they can off the clock.
They are.
Just that they're ready to get out of here and start looking for the playoffs next week.
3:26 to play. Two receivers on the right side, one on the left, but they're just simply keeping this on the ground. Thomas will get hit immediately by Gage. Lindsey comes in and lays the hammer down at the 15-yard line. It's a loss of 4 on the play by the sophomore.
Well, Lindsey just laid the wood right there, Brad. He came through there like it was nobody's business, and he made a great play.
And it brings up 4th down and about 7 here for the Blue Devils. They're going to bring the field goal unit in now. Trying to kick into this stiff north wind. This is going to be a 32-yard field goal attempt. Kicking into the wind. The Bombers tried one from about this distance earlier that the wind got a hold of, and Coach Elmore wants to take a timeout. 2:27 left of the contest. West Memphis leads at 33-7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Roger Talbert with Pegler Real Estate has roots that run deep here in Mountain Home. As a 7th-generation native, he's pleased to support the Mountain Home Bomber football team and is especially proud of number 54, Senior Aaron Talbert. If you're thinking about buying or selling in the Ozarks, choose an agent with over 27 years of experience in the business who knows the area. Choose Roger Talbert with Pegler Real Estate in Mountain Home. Don't make a move without him. Call Roger today at 870-405-5955. And go Bombers!
You're listening to Mountain Home Bomber Football on KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home.
Touchdown!
Classic Hits 101.7.
Here's Clark with a 32-yard field goal attempt, and boy, that one just never had a chance against that wind. It wound up way left, but even with his leg, that was tough.
Quite a bit short.
It was. Well, the field goal no good. And Mountain Home will take over at the 20-yard line with 2:22 to play, down 33-7.
Like you said, with this wind out there, that's a 15-yard wind.
That's tough. So let's see what the Bombers can do here offensively. And they've got a first down at their own 20-yard line. First down for Mountain Home, and the misdirection play. Hirschberger winds up with it, running to the right, and now the pile being moved. He was stood up at about the 23, but the pile gets moved out across the 25-yard line. Pretty good first down run.
Yeah, it was.
About a 6-yard gain up to the 26 once they finally spot the ball. 1:54 to play. And a timeout on the field with 1:51 to play. West Memphis up 33-7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The early days of autumn in Arkansas are unmatched, with the cool, crisp air and crinkle of leaves underfoot, Friday night lights, and hometown pride as we cheer on our team. It's a season of cozy sweaters and enjoying the arrival of all things pumpkin and spice. At Integrity First Bank, we celebrate the change in season with you and welcome the familiar fall comforts that this time of year brings to our community. Integrity First Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Second down and about 4 coming up here for Mountain Home.
I don't know this one, Brad.
I don't know this song either. That was a new one on me. Second of 4 now for Mountain Home. The handoff straight ahead, and the ball came out. And let's see what's going to happen here. It's right at the line of scrimmage. Looks like Mountanoma has recovered. So third and four coming up as no gain on the play.
I never saw the ball come out there.
I didn't either. I thought kind of an odd-looking play.
The official just had bad eyes on it.
Third and four coming up for Mountain Home from the 26-yard line. Pope back into that fullback position for Mountain Home. Misdirection play coming back to the near side. And the Bombers are going to come up about a yard short. It's going to be fourth and about one coming up. I believe that was Price that was in the game. It was Hunter Price on the carry that time. And it's going to bring up fourth and a yard at the 29 after a three-yard gain. 43 seconds left in the contest.
Get this first down here and take a couple shots.
Fourth and yard here for the Bombers. Handoff straight ahead. And Trace Rick in the ball game at running back. He's going to get the first down. Yeah, Coach Maddox was talking the other day that Trace had been wanting to carry the football, and he finally gets one here on his last game of his career. The senior gets a carry.
Getting it when it counts, Brad. Getting it when it counts.
He's still in there at that fullback position. I bet they give it to him again. They do. Trace dives over the pile and makes his way out to about the 33-yard line. And that's going to be the final play of the game, and Trace Rigg gets a couple of carries here at the end. Bombers want to snap it again if they can. Don't think they're going to be able to. Well, they do. They snap it one more time. And it's going to be kept by Stockton. He's tripped up after about a 5-yard gain. So 33-7, the final score. West Memphis gets the win. Post-game show coming up next here on Classic Hits 101.7.
The game is over, but our broadcast continues. The Bombers post-game show is next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has been the go-to place for total joint replacements. Continuing their reputation for excellence, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell employ the latest state-of-the-art replacement techniques and components to give each patient his or her optimal result. Don't settle for a life with joint pain. We can fix that. Located at 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com or call 870-424-3400 for an appointment.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-928-3366. That's 800-928-3366. 800-928-3366. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.